Is the Catholic Church the Whore of Babylon spoken of in the book of Revelation? Revelation 17, 3, 5, and 6 say, "And he carried me away in the spirit into a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of blasphemous names. And on her forehead was written a name of mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and of earth's abominations. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus." From the very beginning, Protestants have made the claim that the Whore of Babylon was the Catholic Church. Martin Luther said it, John Calvin said it, even the 1917 edition of the Schofield Bible says it. But is it true? And if not, who or what is the Whore of Babylon? Now, I'm not going to give an in-depth analysis going over every point to this claim, though I may in the future. And there are plenty others who have done this and shown conclusively that the Whore of Babylon is not the Catholic Church, but rather something else. Rather, I'm going to give you four Bible passages that not only prove that the Whore of Babylon cannot be the Catholic Church, but also reveal who or what the Whore of Babylon is. But first, I'm going to give you two bonus Bible passages to set the stage. Revelation 17:18, "And the woman, the Whore of Babylon, that you saw is the great city which has dominion over the kings of the earth." Here we see that the Whore of Babylon is a city that has authority over the kings of the earth. Now, Protestants will say, yes, of course, it's Rome. Well, from a temporal point of view, it could have been pagan secular Rome. By John's point of view, Rome of his time would have authority over the kings of the earth. But at no time has the Catholic Church had temporal authority over all the kings of the earth. Now, this could be spiritual authority. But if you believe the Catholic Church has spiritual authority over all the kings of the earth, which it does, and you're not Catholic, you have a problem. Because the Catholic Church has said, using that authority, that if you know they have this authority and refuse to become or remain Catholic, you will not be saved. Revelation 16 and 17. "And the 10 horns that you saw, they and the beast, will hate the harlot. They will make her desolate and naked, and devour her flesh, and burn her up with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to carry out his purpose by being of one mind and giving over their royal powers to the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled." Here we see the beast and the kings, which are represented by the 10 horns, destroying the Whore of Babylon. Now, here are the four Bible passages that prove that the Whore of Babylon cannot be the Catholic Church and reveal what city is the Whore of Babylon. Revelation 18, 20 and 24. "Rejoice over her, the Whore of Babylon. O heaven, rejoice saints and apostles and prophets. God has judged her for the way she treated you. In her was found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all who have been killed on the earth." Here we see that the Whore of Babylon treated the apostles badly. This cannot be the Catholic Church since the apostles were only around in the first century. And although the Catholic Church did exist, it didn't have that kind of power. And the reality is the apostles were the leaders of the Catholic Church at that time. Not to mention those who make the claim that the Catholic Church is the Whore of Babylon do not admit that the Catholic Church existed then. But here's the real evidence. It says that in her was found the blood of the prophets, meaning the Old Testament prophets. Rome never killed the prophets, and the Catholic Church did not exist at the time of the prophets. So who is the Whore of Babylon? Jerusalem. Jerusalem had spiritual authority over all of the earth because it housed the true religion. But it lost that authority when the Jews rejected Christ. And Christ says this about Jerusalem, Matthew 23:37. "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who were sent to you." And Luke 13:33. "Nevertheless, I must journey on today and tomorrow and the next day, for it cannot be that a prophet would perish outside of Jerusalem." The NIV says, "For surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem." And the New American Bible says, "For it is impossible that a prophet should die outside of Jerusalem." If it is impossible for a prophet to die outside of Jerusalem, then it is impossible for the Whore of Babylon to be anything but Jerusalem. Therefore, it is impossible for the Whore of Babylon to be the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the Bride of Christ and the New Jerusalem in the book of Revelation, not the Whore of Babylon. This also favors a preterist interpretation of the book of Revelation, meaning these events, while they may have been future events at the time it was written, are past events today. that doesn't mean they cannot also be about future events. They can have more than one meaning. Revelation 16 and 17 are talking about the destruction of Jerusalem, which took place in 70 AD. And the 10 horns that you saw, they and the beast, will hate the harlot. They will make her desolate and naked and devour her flesh and burn her up with fire. And even if there is a legitimate future interpretation, the whore would still be Jerusalem, because in her was found the blood of the prophets, and the prophets all died in Jerusalem, and Jerusalem still exists. Some might say there's a problem with the book of Revelation predicting the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD because it was written in 96 AD. That would make it post-diction. Well, if it's true that the book of Revelation was written that late, then John probably didn't write it, because he himself would have been in his late 80s or even 90s, which is what modern scholars were probably going for. But if it was written in the late 60s, as many, even some Protestants, believe, then there's no problem. But if all the book of Revelation has happened already, where does that put us today? Well, not all of the book of Revelation has happened. We would be at the end, after the, quote, thousand-year reign, which represented Christendom, not a bodily reign of Christ on earth, and the thousand years just means a long time. We are at least close to where the book of Revelation says in Revelation 27 through 10, "And when the thousand years are ended, Satan will be loosed from his prison and will come out to deceive the nations which are at the four corners of the earth, that is Gog and Magog, to gather them for battle. Their number is like the sand of the sea, and they marched up over the broad earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from heaven and consumed them, and the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." Here we see that the devil, or the Antichrist, and by the way, the beast and the Antichrist do not have to be the same person. In fact, John is the only author of the Bible that uses the term Antichrist, and he wrote the book of Revelation, but he said beast, not Antichrist. That should tell you something. But here the devil, or the Antichrist, surround the camp of the saints and the beloved city, which are undoubtedly Catholic Rome. Until my next video, God bless.